What's up, servers? Welcome to Set Her Up, the podcast where volleyball meets drama and a little bit of sisterly chaos.
We're your hosts, Erin
and Madeline,
serving up hot takes, spicy match recaps, and all the drama from the courts of U.S. women's volleyball.
Whether you're here for the rallies, the rivalries, or the ridiculous banner,
you found your home court, so grab your snacks, put your game face on, and let's dive in.
That was my line.
Welcome back, everybody.
Is this the fourth episode of Set Her Up Pod?
Fourth episode and the third week of play. Mm-hmm. Our brother officially owes us $10. He said, well, first when we had the idea for this podcast, he said, I'll believe that when I see it. And that was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Took us a year in the making.
And then, like, last month, he said, yeah, if you guys make it past three episodes, I'll give you $10.
Yeah. We're four episodes in, so.
Yeah, we made it.
Just watched the Chiefs and Bills game. Bills are a bunch of losers, unfortunately. And football's just not all it's cracked up to be. You know, I think everybody's just got to stop supporting the Chiefs, quit watching volleyball and watch a real sport. Quit watching volleyball and watch a real sport. Quit watching football and watch the real sport, which is volleyball.
Just so sick of the Chiefs winning all the time.
I know.
Matter of fact, I'm tired of the sport as a whole.
Yeah.
Volleyball should become the next big sport. Just looking for something new entirely.
Yeah.
If that's you, you've found it.
I think it's hard to attract more people when the leagues are so new. My friend going to one of the games in Omaha, you know, just said, like, it's hard to get into. Like, it's hard. And, like, she felt like every other point was kind of a service error or just something silly. And, you know, my other friends who play volleyball try to get into it and they're like, it's just not the same and it's not as competitive, they felt, as NCAA.
Well, they should watch Love. It's like really good. And there's so many of the really great players from the NCAA.
I feel like it's competitive, but they were just saying, like, it's hard to, like, stay focused. Like, they've watched both, and, like, it's hard to keep their attention for some reason.
I agree with that for the PBF.
Yeah.
I have that trouble. But I do think a lot of people like the PBF as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
I guess from what I've seen on
mm-hmm.
social media. I think with Love, I know all the players mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yeah.
To the point where the announcers sometimes... This isn't a huge deal to me. Sometimes they'll mess up a name. Today I was watching Omaha vs. Austin, mm-hmm. and they said, and Justine Wangaranta, she's maybe the best libero in the world, and everybody loves Lexi Rodriguez. They're wondering why she's not playing for a team as great as playing as
Omaha. Yeah, yeah.
On the court. Yeah. But they said... He said, they wonder why she's not playing on Austin. And I said, well, maybe. In my head, I said this. I said, well, maybe. It's because she's on Omaha.
Yeah.
I saw that, I think it was Maisie Boesinger, Andy Jackson, and Harper Murray all went to mm-hmm. watch the Omaha game, which is just so cool. Like,
I think Lainey Choboy was there, too. Watching yeah. the actual game, you could see them in the...
And John Cook went to a game. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see, like... You know, they say no place like Nebraska, and it's such a volleyball state. And seeing, you know, Jordan Larson, Justine, Lexi Rodriguez playing all together on the same team, and then you have the younger generation playing at Nebraska now, able to go to these games, and it's just like the legacy of Nebraska volleyball is just insane. So
yeah,
that's true. And obviously, there's been a bit of a rivalry between Nebraska and Texas from that, especially that 2023 NCAA final. Mm-hmm. And it continued this week because Omaha played Austin. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of those mm-hmm. Nebraska players and a lot yeah. of those Texas players.
Yeah.
And once again, Texas came out on top. Which, Omaha was undefeated. I think Austin was 1-2 going into that.
They played Madison, or...?
Well, Austin. Omaha did play Madison again, but then they played Austin, I think.
Did Omaha beat Madison? I think Madison might be ranked last right now.
I'm a declared Madison fan. You're a declared Salt Lake fan?
Yeah, I think they're third right now, which...
Oh, really? I thought they were
low.
Yeah.
I thought I looked at it, and I said, I was like, well, there we go. Fans of the two last ranked teams. I mean, so early, does it really matter? No, but...
But yeah, I mean, I feel like... Coming from Texas and Nebraska, like, you're just bound to have a stacked team. And I feel like, I mean, again, it is early, but, like, you could have figured, oh, the top team will probably be, like, Omaha or Austin or in Madison.
Yeah. But. I mean, yeah, Madison has all those Wisconsin players, which is also a great program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was actually so cute. We saw, like, a lot of our family members over the weekend, and our Aunt Eileen... So cute, our grandpa's sister came up and she was like, how's the podcast going? I'm not a podcast person, but like, how can I find it? She was like, I just love women's sports. So that was really cute. Oh, here she is. And we just got like a lot of support and we're very grateful. So
yeah,
we're just like loving seeing the sport grow. Is Charlie snoring in the back of this?
Charlie, can you throw a little something at him? Charlie. But yeah, Madison did play Omaha again and they lost, but they did a lot better than they did last week against them.
It's great that while we're waiting for NCAA to start back up and everything, we have some volleyball to watch, you know, even if like they make mistakes or it's like not as like attention grabbing or exciting as NCAA, which I mean, that'll come in time, I'm sure, but you have something to watch while NCAA is not in season. And so I was at the gym the other day, just like threw on a game and I was like, this is great. Cause I could just watch volleyball now. And I know all these players. Love Insider.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so easy to just throw on a game, whatever was playing. It was Houston Salt Lake. Yeah.
And Houston won again.
Houston won.
Did Haley Washington play? I know. I think I watched the first two sets of that.
Yeah.
And they said that she was good to play. Cleared, I guess.
Yeah.
She had some sort of injury.
Yeah, I don't know if she played, though.
But I think she'll make a big difference for them, because I think they could step up their blocking a bit. I do think, though, that I think Love has a higher level than NCAA. And maybe it's not exciting in term yet. And I don't know. I think it's up there.
I mean, for sure. We have Olympic players and the highest level of college who are now growing even further than that. The level is definitely, like, just as good or higher than NCAA, where you have, like, really young players that aren't as experienced. But I think NCAA, with time, has, like, built themselves up.
Yeah.
And... they have, like, large fan bases, so it's exciting to see that continue to grow with this league, or these leagues. Now there's going to be three, but who knows what will happen with that.
I think I guess I don't know anything about MLB yet, of how it's going to be different, or if it will be, but I think so far, Love will be the one that sticks around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's interesting to think about, because a lot of PVF players, PVF was the only one last year, and then a lot of players from PVF went to Love this year, and so who knows, next year, if people start going to MLV, that's the new league, but...
Yeah, I guess it depends on what players you have. I want to pitch New York teams to anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
Who can start these? Who has the power or money to do that?
Yeah, you have a great name for it.
Okay. For Love, obviously, it's just Love New York. Each Love team has two Olympic players. Mm-hmm. Avery Skinner is playing in the Italian league right now, but I could see her coming to play in the same league as her sister.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. And I could see Morgan Hentz also coming to Love.
Yeah.
I don't know how the contracts work, or maybe they have to stay there for a certain amount of years.
If Love is going to be, like, the bigger one, I feel like Brooke Nunneviller is just, like, so, like, she's carrying the Supernovas right now.
Yeah.
Like, every single highlight play is her that I see of their team. So, I think that that would be kind of cool to see her on, like, Love Omaha or something like that.
Another player I would want to get is Dana Repke. I don't know. I have to do more digging on international players that I think...
Julia Orzol would be nice to get on there. Yeah. She's in a different league. I forget what.
And the color would be, they all have the navy blue and then a bright color. You could do bright orange. That color's not being used. And it would be good because you have the Mets that are navy blue and orange. You have the Knicks. Did I say Mets? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the Knicks that are blue and orange. But then you also have that darker navy. It's the Yankees.
Mm. That would just make sense. It would fit.
And New York has so much pride for their sports team. So many people there. Always looking for something to do.
Yeah. There's not really anything on the Northeast Coast.
I think once Lainey Choboy graduates, I feel like I'm talking about her a lot. I think she has... I think players like her and... We'll get to her later, but Jill Gillen. They have that New York thing that New Yorkers would love. For the PVF, I don't have any. I guess maybe I've drafted those two to the PVF New York team that I'm pitching.
Yeah.
It would be the New York Nerve.
That's like so solid. Like that.
It is so solid.
And it fits in.
ASMR. Sorry.
And Nerve fits in to things like Fury vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just fits very nicely.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like New York Nerve. It just like goes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does. It is really good.
Did that just come to you? Like.
I put some thought into it.
I got no back cracks in that stretch I just did.
Should I put the microphone?
Oh, Erin!
Was that me? No.
Was that me? No.
Was that me? No.
Be you.
The wire's over here. Microphone. Oh, that was totally me.
So, getting into some games now. As I said, I'm a Madison fan. Omaha beat Madison. Omaha won the first set, and then the second set, Madison won, so they didn't take them to four this week.
Yeah.
Last week, they lost in three. And the second set, though, so Drivniak is the right side. They run a 6-2 in Omaha, which I like. I really like Dyke. I like their whole team. I do.
Yep.
I'm not one to say, like, that Jordan Larson's my favorite player, because that's so basic. Even Madison Skinner. I guess Sarah Franklin's not. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite player in Love right now.
Sarah Franklin?
Yeah. My favorite. Oh. My favorite pin. And she wasn't in the NCAA seasons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do like Omaha. So, and I'm not going to root for Omaha because I think there's too many people rooting for them or something. I don't know. It's just too basic. I like to root for the underdog, I guess. But anyways, the second set, Madison won from Drivniak. She's one of the right sides. I think she's from Germany. So Madison won that set because on game point, Drivniak went to take a back row attack, and her foot was on they call it the 3-meter line. We grew up always 10-foot line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I guess the actual measurement is 3 meters. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly 10 feet. Her foot was the slightest bit on
like
the line.
On the line.
Not like her, not even her toe,
like
just like the tip of her shoe.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I feel like that's like the because the technology of the courts, they just see even like if a ball lands like just in, it's like a sliver of the ball hits the thing, but most of it's out. I don't know if I like that. I think like you're gonna get called on that.
I don't know. I like it. I like it because it makes it, like, so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to watch the replays because...
Yes.
I think it makes the game more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But, yeah. But I was happy Madison won. Madison did a much better job defensively because they put in last week. And then sometimes last week they do a good job defensively, but the hitters weren't able to finish. They were able to finish this week. They did a lot better with that. But I do say the replays are clear. But I think it was the third set when Thomas Ayalara, they said that it touched her fingers. And they showed the replay. Even the announcers were like, oh yeah, you see it right there. I didn't see it. I replayed it. I thought it was a shadow. I didn't see it. So it's not always clear. And they say...
Did they call it a touch?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has to be obvious to, like, actually overturn something.
Yeah, and I did not think it was obvious. And in terms of making it interesting through rivalries and things of that nature, seeing a little bit more fierceness or ferocity from the players, I really like Drew Felix's attitude. I think when she was playing Madison sometimes, she'd look across the court and have this look on her face. She has a little bit of an attitude. But it's not like a crazy mean sneer or anything. It's kinda like a I can't do it.
Yeah.
I really feel from her face that she doesn't like Madison.
I love that though, like
yeah, me too.
I feel like that we need to get the good angles on that, the good camera angles and really like advertise like the fierceness of like and, like, sass and drama of, like, some of these teams and some of the players, you know? I think that would be beneficial, like, grabbing people's interest.
I think that they need to make the gyms hotter.
So they sweat more?
So that they sweat more, and so that it also gets the bench out of their jackets. They're nice jackets.
That's interesting.
But,
I mean, if they're trying to, like, keep their players staying warm. Like, maybe it's not, like, freezing in there.
If you want to keep it warm, make the gym warmer.
Yeah, I guess so. But then, like, you have to be accommodating to the people in the audience. They're sweating. They're not going to be focused on the game much.
I don't know. I get the vibe. It's really cold in there.
Yeah.
Last thing about Madison versus Omaha, though. I don't think you're going to like this either. I think you're going to agree with me. I like Thomas Ayalara a lot. She's a good player. Cannot stand her serve. She stands very far back, and she does the very...
That is one of my... You know this. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, because especially at that high of a level, it's like you really can't control the ball enough to serve at the serve line, and then we still got people serving the ball out who do that.
I think she made three service errors.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
But yeah, Madison was up the fourth set and then lost the lead. And Omaha was so happy. And I had my head in my hands. I was so upset.
Jill Gallen played this weekend.
She did.
Your favorite.
Yeah, my favorite.
And did they pull out the win?
Really well.
No. They played the Supernovas.
Yeah. Okay, because she's seeing like her play. She's just, like, she grabs your attention, Jill Gallen.
Yeah.
She's just a fun player to watch. When you have players like that, you have to utilize them and put them into the game to, like, grab your audience's attention.
Yeah, well, she did great. I remember last season, she had some trouble against the block.
Yeah.
She's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
She had some trouble, so I think... You know, just without that height, it's just so much harder. But she did well. She got her points and was swinging when it was time to swing. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll say a lot of her sets either trapped her or they were very far off the net.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't in a perfect situation every time. But... One thing I love, and one of probably the best things I've ever learned playing volleyball myself, is when things, like, don't go your way, if you're having a hard time with the block, or some days your touch is just off, things like that. You focus on the things that you can control. There's so many little things, even if it's speeding up your transition off the net.
Yeah.
Or something as simple as calling out your hair, or mm-hmm.
yeah.
speaking at the net before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll translate into everything else. And I could see her absolutely doing that. She got back to the service line. 3 aces in a row. She doesn't hold on to mistakes. She's, you could just feel her mentality
yeah.
through her playing, mm-hmm. which is very cool.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is I think she might be a bit of a more individual player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think maybe sometimes with that, she's thinking a lot about herself
mm-hmm.
and wanting to prove herself, I think sometimes, maybe. But that's kind of a stretch.
Yeah. might no, be for sure. Assumption. I feel like
at Arkansas, they said, like, she would practice after practice every day and just, like, be in the gym.
Yeah.
I feel like she's probably super intense and cares,
mm-hmm.
and she does have something
so
to prove that it's, like, if other people aren't the same level of intensity at all, then it's like she stands out.
Sometimes I think that can have a negative side to it too.
For sure.
Though.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing, her serve receive was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
She had really good serve receive.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best on the team because their team was struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came in and they were like, oh, let's serve her. And then they did. And then they said, maybe you shouldn't actually.
Yeah.
She's actually really good. Oh, and the Columbus coach got a yellow card that game.
I did see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that was crazy. What was it for? I think, did they call a double or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they called a double when they sent it over. And I don't think you could see that clearly on the camera,
mm-hmm.
but everyone was like, no way. Even the announcers were like, that came off super clean. So... But I like him for that.
Yeah.
I like someone getting a yellow card. Overall for the game, I think the Supernovas just play more as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of where I was going with, like,
yeah.
the Jill Gillen
mm-hmm.
playing individually. And I don't think that's just her, I guess. It's a lot of the team.
Yeah.
Less of a unit, more 6 individual players. And... they just had such, even when they would have perfect passes, Fury's efficiency out of the middle was just not
yeah.
nearly on the same level as the Supernovas.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, it's hard to run your whole offense if, you know, you're setting your pins a lot, but you're putting them too tight to the net and then,
mm-hmm.
or too far back, and then you can't run your middles much. Your
yeah.
whole offense just is uneven and...
yeah.
Not run well.
I do think Tori Stringer is a good setter.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I like her. Last thing I'll say about that game, also from the Supernovas, I like their ace cheer. They do the same ace cheer I think our brother's team does.
Really?
Very similar. Maybe not as...
teenage boy.
Yeah. I think we need to bring back ace cheers. More cheering.
Yeah.
The team that I coach is like... 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody hit the floor. And they hit the floor twice, and then they say ace. Something
like
that,
that's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, no, they're cute.
Do you tell your team to watch the games or anything? Do you guys talk about that, or...?
Yeah, I think, like, I've, like, mentioned it, but, yeah, I mean, I definitely could mention it more. Especially during the NCAA season, I'd be like, oh, make sure you're watching the games, but, yeah. It's actually funny because, like, our spring season's starting in about a month, my team that I play on, and one of the people that I coach with was saying, like, oh, like, let me know when your games are because we want our team to go to one of your games and, like, watch it. So I'll probably invite my team too, which is, like, kind of cute. Like,
yeah.
they'll all come and see us play. So, but yeah, I think it's, like, important for these young girls and children to see a higher level. And this brings so much more exposure to, like, the, like, upcoming girls. So, going to these, like, games, not just NCAA, but, like, seeing players from, like, longer ago playing. I think that's pretty cool.
I played in an adult league today.
In an adult league.
Because I'm an adult now.
I play in that league too, though. It's like,
yeah, true.
It's like a citizen.
Yeah, league. I was way in it too, but it's
don't
the
be,
only.
Don't be
the,
humble. You won. Don't be humble.
I did win.
She got first place.
I did win, and I think my server seed percentage was 100% into stone.
I wonder if this is, like, going to grow at all into, like professional volleyball. If this is going to grow into, like, sand or grass. Because, I mean, I feel like beach volleyball is pretty big already. That, like, would probably get a lot of views. And I think that would be really fun to watch. But grass I love watching, too, and playing. Yeah. I think that's, like, really fun. And that could be something that grows, too.
I love beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. I've watched that. I watched beach volleyball in the Olympics too. Mm-hmm. So fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love beach volleyball. I love watching it. Mm-hmm. I gotta play it more.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Catch us, the Stanley sisters, and our other sister and brother playing fours on grass this summer.
Yeah, we say every summer we're gonna play more beach. More beach, any beach.
Yeah.
Well, last year we did. This year we really slacked. We weren't in. We were in like the fours leagues. Didn't we do like two different beach leagues last summer?
That's like for FOMO, but it's still beach.
Yeah, I guess.
We didn't do anything this summer.
We did grass.
Pepper on the beach once. Or twice. We did.
We did
go to the
beach
and there was
people.
It just had a...
Yeah, that was fun. Event.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them played really, so...
I mean,
we were carrying our team. And then the ball would be, like, hit so far, and I'd literally be running to go grab it, making sure our ball didn't go in the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, like, AVP. Yeah. Catch us actually at the 2028 Olympics.
We've discussed that before, too. But, hey, we made the podcast happen, so, like, who's to say?
Yeah. Good point.
I mean that.
Good point.
So, do you have the standings?
I do have the standings. So, I think we were talking about how Omaha for is first for love.
Did you know that you said Omaha?
What?
Did you know that you said Omaha?
Did I not mean to say Omaha? I said it weird. I like fumbled over my words. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying you said Omaha.
Omaha. Yeah, I didn't mean to say that, obviously.
It's Omaha.
Shut up. I know. I'm just, like, I was out of breath, and then I, like, stumbled over my words. Omaha. Omaha's first, and we already mentioned that. And then in second, we have Atlanta. And then third, we have Salt Lake, my queens. Then four, we have Houston. Five, we have Austin. And six, we have Madison. But that's okay. It's still, like, insanely early, so... Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we got going on for love. And then for PVF, and first we have Indie Ignite. I feel like I haven't watched many of their games. I gotta get on that. They're good though, right? And then second we have Vegas Thrill, 4-2. Atlanta Vibe, 3-2. Omaha Supernovas, 3-2. San Diego Mojo, 3-2. Wow. So that's really all. They're all tied. But, Grand Rapids Rise, 2-3, Orlando Valkyries, 2-3, and Columbus Fury, 0-5.
Since I was playing volleyball all day today, mm-hmm. I didn't watch Columbus Fury's second game of the week against Rise, I think. But if they continue to play Jill Gillen, then I'll be a Columbus Fury fan. Mm-hmm. If they don't, then I'll become a Columbus Fury enemy. So for love for week four, the week starts on Wednesday with the head-to-head. Houston will play at Madison. I think for the first time. Have they played each other before? Yeah, so Wednesday, Houston will play Madison for the first time. And then this weekend with love will be played at Atlanta. Friday, Salt Lake will play Atlanta. Then on Saturday, Austin will play Salt Lake, and Omaha will play Atlanta later that day.
And in the PVF League on Thursday, we have the Valkyries and Rise starting off the weekend strong. And then right after on Thursday, we have Vibe and Mojo playing. So those will be two exciting games. And then going to Friday, we have Fury playing the Supernovas. So they played them this... Did they play? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played this week. So we'll see if Fury can pull out a win this week. And then we have Ignite and Thrill playing that day too. And then Sunday, Supernovas play Valkyries. And then the Mojo plays the Rise. And then we have Fury playing Ignite. Wow, this is quite a day, because then after, Vibe plays Thrill.
So big week of volleyball.
Yeah, as per use.
Yeah.
Well, February is when the Love Bowl happens. Mm-hmm. So I think that's in a couple weeks, which will be really exciting.
Yeah.
We should have a party.
A little party?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Can invite some volleyball watch friends party. And watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that.
We can make buffalo dip.
Little side note, so I had practice today with my team that I'm coaching, and I told them, like, we were playing a game, and I said, whoever gets, like, the most passes or something, or whoever wins the game gets a prize. So I have to bring them a prize on Thursday. So if you have any suggestions, I don't really know what to get them. I feel like I have to get everybody something, obviously, but I don't know. I'm at a crossroads. Okay. Shouldn't have promised them that.
Well, one time I got my players really good gifts. It cost me actually a lot more. Well, I only got two girls because I said whoever wins short court doubles.
Who'd you get them?
I got them. It was only two girls, one. And I said, you and the rest of you guys didn't win. It was, I gave them a little goodie bag, and I went to the store up here. I gave them body butter, like lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually bought three bags because I was supposed to have a team of three in case that team won, but then the team two won, so I got to keep the other bag. So you know that coconut lotion I have?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I got them two of those, and I actually love that lotion. It's so good. And then I got them hair ties, which is really good because volleyball players, who doesn't need extra hair ties? And then I got the little things that pull your hair back to do your makeup.
Oh, that's so cute.
It cost me so much money. I think it was like $80.
It's not like I'm making a ton coaching.
Yeah, I know.
So, I wasn't either.
Maybe I'll just go to the store and get the munchkins and say everybody could take one and then whoever one could take two. That's so lame.
Each get a half.
So, if you guys have any recommendations, let me know.
One can get a whole one.
So, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah. That's all we got for this week. We love you guys.
Our signature sign off.
Yeah.
We truly appreciate
Set
you all.
Her.
Up. No? You don't look like you like that.
No.
Not particularly.
We truly, from the bottom of our hearts, appreciate you all. We can do something with Setter Up.
Maybe I can like sing a little jingle, like,
yeah,
Setter Up.
Erin's actually a singer, guys.
All right, we don't have to go into like all the personal details.
Sing something.
Setter Up. That's all you get to hear. All right, thanks for listening. Peace and love and happiness and volleyball.
That's good.
Yeah. Peace and love and happiness and volleyball.
Yeah.
And love and PBF. And women. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. Set her up. Set her up. Set her up.